Praise God. They're going to show them what God is like. What the kingdom, what the manner of the kingdom is like, and what it means, what your responsibility is and your qualification to be a citizen in that kingdom. They're going to come and do it all to the glory of God and speak the message that God sent them. For the Bible says then when they've finished their testimony, when they've delivered the message in full, that beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit, the Antichrist, shall make war against them and overcome them and kill them. But by that time, the work of the kingdom has been fully implemented. The message has been fully delivered. The citizens of the kingdom have all received their instructions how to qualify. And the world has been given an ultimatum. The angel of God's even going to fly in the middle of heaven with the everlasting gospel, "Repent or perish, saith the Lord." Oh, hallelujah! Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Conditions of peace, an ultimatum, reconciliation, restoration to those that accept it. No compromise, not one inch. Praise God, no compromise in those men. And that's what God's looking for among us. That we can rise up and be ambassadors for Christ. Speak out for Him. Take up for the kingdom, for the quality of the kingdom. Take up for the king that gave the qualifications. Take up for the ambassador that came first and they killed. And he's our Lord and Master and he's coming again. Take up for the citizens that we know that are qualified members of this great kingdom. That are subject to the king of what whom we represent as ambassador. And I tell you, God is going to be glorified in us when we get the courage and all the strength that we need to go out and speak the words of his last message to a rebellious world and a church that is in rebellion against God likewise. Shall we pray? Father, thank you, Lord, for your message. Thank you, Lord, for the word of God. Thank you for the Holy Ghost anointing. Oh, we praise you, Father. Praise God for your presence here in our midst today. We pray the Holy Ghost will be glorified greatly, Lord, through this message. Lord, it'll strengthen, it'll encourage, it'll make us stand 10 feet tall for you, Lord. Praise God, and 3 feet wide. I pray the Holy Ghost would be upon us, Lord, to make us ambassadors for Christ. That we can beseech these lukewarm Christians and our rebellious loved ones in the stead of Christ to be reconciled back to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Thank you, Lord, for what he did for us and what, Lord, you've done to make us likely to become an ambassador for Christ if we're not, and to give us strength if we already are. God, I pray that you'll send us forth in the power of the Spirit. In Jesus' name, we praise you, Father, and amen.